Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the April 19th, 2017 edition of the American Awakening. I am your host, Michael Herzog, and I will be with you for the next 2 hours. And I have to tell you, boy, my head feels like it's coming apart. I mean, I'm doing a lot of research today, you know, going into this, that, and the other thing. I happened to catch part. I wanted to catch all of John's show today because, you know, the guest he had up there, who evidently is, I guess she's coming up on the network on Saturdays. I caught part of her information, so I'm going to go digging deeper into that, maybe even contact her. That said, though, I want to remind you last night what I was talking about with the sexual, sexuality in Islam, and then I had told you last night that I'm going to expound on that. And as I was doing some research today, and then some callers last night were, you know, giving me some, I don't want to call it rebuttals, but the show that I have tonight ties in with what I reported last night. But in doing a little digging today, and I want to be clear about something, as I mentioned last night, is that I'm not anti-Muslim or racist. If you want to be a Muslim and practice your religion in this country and not interfere with anybody else, that's fine, okay? But don't come to this country trying to implement Sharia law and affect other people. Well, here's the problem, is that as we all know, there's an agenda here. There's a big agenda. And I'm going to go back. I'm going to take one of my famous trips down memory lane, and I'm going to bring up a little bit about Albert Pike. Now, for those of you who, I'm sure everybody knows who he was, but Albert Pike received a vision, which he described in a letter that he wrote to Mazzini, dated August 15th, 1871. This letter graphically outlined plans for three world wars that were seen as necessary to bring about one world order. And we can marvel at how accurately it has predicted events that have already taken place. And in Pike's letter to Mazzini, he said that it is a commonly believed fallacy that for a short time, the Pike letter to Mazzini was on display in the British Museum Library in London, and it was copied by William Guy Carr, a former intelligence officer in the Royal Canadian Navy. The British Library has confirmed in writing to me that such a document has never been in their possession. And furthermore, in Carr's book, Carr includes the following footnote. He says, "The keeper of manuscripts recently informed the author that this letter is not cataloged in the British Museum Library." Now, it seems strange that a man of Cardinal Rodriguez's knowledge should have said that. This was in 1925. It appears that Carr learned about this letter from Cardinal Caro E. Rodriguez of Santiago, Chile, who wrote The Mystery of Freemasonry Unveiled. But that said, the following are extracts of this supposed letter, how three world wars have been planned for many generations. The First World War must be brought about in order to permit the Illuminati to overthrow the power of the Tsars in Russia and of making that country a fortress of atheistic communism. Did that not happen? Yes, it did. The divergencies caused by the agentur or agents of the Illuminati between the Russian and Germanic empires will be used to foment this war. At the end of the war, communism will be built and used to destroy the other governments and in order to weaken the religions. Did this not happen? Yes, it did. The students of history will recognize that the political alliances between England on one side and Germany on the other, forged between 1871 and 1898 by Otto von Bismarck, the co-conspirator of Albert Pike, they were instrumental in bringing about the First World War. Fast forward, the Second World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the difference between fascist and the political Zionists. Now, I want to stop here. The subject of Jew was brought up last night. There are Jews who are Zionists. There are Jews that are not. There are secular people that are Zionists and not Jews. Okay? So if you blanket the word Jew and blame Jews, this is my opinion, folks, blame Jews for all of this, that is technically incorrect because there are sects of the Judaism religion that do not believe in the 1948 establishment of the nation of Israel. Henceforth, they are not Zionist Jews. Now, let's go to the Second World War. Must be fomented by taking advantages of the differences between fascists and the political Zionists. This war must be brought about so that Nazism is destroyed and that one political Zionism be strong enough to institute a sovereign state of Israel in Palestine. During the Second World War, international communism must become strong enough in order to balance Christendom, which would then be restrained and held in check until the time when we would need it for the final social cataclysm. Now, after the Second World War, communism was made strong enough to begin taking over weaker governments. And in 1945, at the Potsdam Conference between Truman, Churchill, and Stalin, a large portion of Europe was simply handed over to Russia. And on the other side of the world, the aftermath of the war with Japan helped to sweep the tide of communism into China. Now, readers who argue that the terms Nazism and Zionism were not known in 1871 should remember that the Illuminati invented both these movements. And in addition, communism as an ideology and as a coined phrase originates in France during the Revolution. In 1875, Restif coined the phrase 4 years before the Revolution broke out. Restif and Babeuf, in turn, were influenced by Rousseau, as was the most famous conspirator of them all, Adam Weishaupt. The Third World War, most importantly, because this hasn't happened yet. The Third World War must be fomented by taking advantages of the differences caused by the agentur, or agent, of the Illuminati between the political Zionists and the leaders of the Islamic world. The war must be conducted in such a way that Islam, the Muslim Arabic world, and political Zionism, the State of Israel, mutually destroy each other. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on the issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economic exhaustion. We shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and of the most bloody turmoil. Then everywhere, the citizens obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries will exterminate those destroyers of civilization, and the multitude, disillusioned with Christianity, whose deistic spirits will from that moment be without compass or direction, anxious for an ideal, but without knowing where to render its adoration, will receive the true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer, brought finally out into public view. This manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. Now, I say that to say this, or I read that to say this. That hasn't happened yet. But as plans are unfolding and as world events are we see happening before our eyes, it looks like that's the direction we're headed. Now, as I mentioned last night, when I come into tonight, I was going to expound tonight. Still am, I think. I was in a dilemma today because I was sent an email by Pat in Arkansas. I think it was day before yesterday. I read that email, and the information that was in that email and the respective documentary that I watched fit part and parcel with what I had reported to you folks last night. So I went in, I looked at it, I tried to, first of all, the whistleblower that is in this video will not identify herself, so I could not find her. I wanted to get this information out to my audience, so I sat for 3 hours the other day, and I took notes on it and wrote it out so I could share that with you tonight. Now, ironically, the video, and by the way, it was an interview that was done by a host on another network. Ironically, today, I see that that documentary posted. So I was in a dilemma. Okay, do I share this with you from my perspective, or do I just let you go in and watch the video? So I have chosen, for the sake of some connotations that I have added to this, that I want to share this with you. I want you to tell me, does it not tie in with what I talked about last night? Number one, this, folks, I believe, is at least part of, if not a big part, of the plan of what the deep state and powers that be and the Zionist cabal are intending to do. So with that, I will get started. there's the whistleblower. The whistleblower was interviewed by a gentleman from another network, but she reveals a United Nations plan of invasion by refugees into the United States, which is already underway. Now, I don't know about you, but I have heard snippets of this, and I've heard about immigration, and I've heard about, you know, Trump trying to ban, you know, not necessarily Muslims, but anybody from any country coming in here without vetting. And we saw him, you know, sign an executive order, and a judge, and I don't remember where it was, Colorado or Nevada or someplace, you know, he overruled it. And then they toned down the executive order, they rewrote it, and then a judge in Hawaii, you know, overruled it again. Now, the judge in Hawaii just coincidentally happened to have gone to school with Barack Obama in college. So, according to former Governor Jan Brewer of the state of Arizona, Barack Obama just coincidentally flew to Hawaii the day before the judge in Hawaii made that ruling. Was that part of it? Honestly, I don't know. I can't say for sure. It's a rumor. But we do know this. Barack Obama did indeed fly over there. And according to former Governor Jan Brewer, he did have dinner with that judge. So, as I said before, I received this email from Pat in Arkansas. Again, a shout out to you, Pat. Pat sends me a number of emails and I go through. Some of them I use, some of them I don't. But I really appreciate that. And anybody else that wants to do that, I will be happy to look into and research the information. Now, as I mentioned to you, this fit perfectly with the show that I did last night. I've broken it down, and I'm going to share the information with you that I've disseminated. As I said, the lady doesn't give her name, but she was interviewed, and here are the particulars of that interview. She had been attending some UN refugee resettlement meetings, and let's disseminate here. Not immigration meetings, refugee resettlement meetings. Starting last year in 2016, she uncovered some things that she thought disturbing and has decided to become a whistleblower and share it with us, the alternative news media, as mainstream media will not, by her own words, touch this. The meetings are sponsored by the Missouri Social Services. Now, this lady is a Missouri resident, so I'm relatively certain, based on further information uncovered, this is going on in every state, including yours and mine. Missouri Social Services hosts the meetings, however, and the meetings are under the auspices of the United Nations Refugee Resettlement Organization, the Office of Refugee Monitoring out of Washington, D.C. In attending these meetings, she was noticing how casual these people seemed about what they were doing, how these refugees were being brought in and where they were going and the conditions under which they were being brought in. She said, in looking around the room, she was surprised as to how casual everyone was about this and couldn't believe she was the only one disturbed by the information that she was hearing. There were representatives in the room from different agencies. And by the way, these were quarterly meetings, and attendance by these agencies under this program is mandatory for them, folks. There were reps there from St. Louis, from Springfield, from Columbia, and Kansas City, as a requirement under their contract with Social Services and the Office of Refugee Monitoring. Now, backing up, in 1980, Jimmy Carter changed the way that we received refugees and immigrants and asylees, and they are all now categorized differently. The change was called the Immigration and Refugee Act. The refugees that came in starting October of 2016 to mid-February of 2017, which is only a couple of months ago, numbered 34,000. Now, this is nationwide, folks. President Trump, within his purview, had quickly after inauguration dropped the number down from the original number, which is 110,000 annually, to 50,000, against the desires of many on the left. Now, if we recall during the debates, Hillary Clinton was talking about upping that 110,000 figure to 550,000, five times as many. Do you recall that? Okay. Trump didn't see a crisis that warranted that large a number of refugees entering this country. And let us not conflict refugees with immigration. This is a refugee program. I'll go into the definition of that in a little while here. But now, instead of receiving an additional 76,000 more by September of 2017, that's over the next 6 months, folks, they will only be receiving 16,000 more. Thank you, Donald Trump. This is not only a Democratic issue. Although Obama had raised the number to 110,000, Representative Paul Ryan okayed raising the limit to 300,000. So this isn't a Democrat versus Republican issue. This is a larger issue than that. Many people, including this whistleblower, now believe that this is an intentional device to invade the United States of America. After reading what I've read, folks, and after picking around today and yesterday, I agree with her. The mainstream media is telling us these people are well vetted, have had health checkups. They're basically, well, good to go, etc. According to this whistleblower, they are not vetted at all. They are not the safest people. We are being told through mainstream media that they are going through between 12 and 18 months of vetting. In the meetings that she attended, she learned there was no vetting at all. And by the way, it's going to get worse, folks. These people were literally given airplane tickets and within 24 hours been put on a plane, diseased, with the clothes on their back, tuberculosis, leprosy, HIV, GRE, which is a parasite, smallpox, polio, communicable diseases, highly contagious diseases. Mainstream media would have us believe the majority of these people are women and children, pulling on the heartstrings of the American people, according to this whistleblower. The vast majority of refugees entering Missouri have been males between the ages of 15 and 45 years old. Her account, through experience in the meetings and listening to the other reps, concluded that these refugees are not vetted at all. And as I continue with this, you're going to see why. Before they arrive, there are agencies administering the influx of these refugees. In Kansas City, it is the Jewish Vocational / Technical Services. In St. Louis, it is Catholic Charities / Lutheran Organization. These agencies receive funding for these refugees. Right off the bat, they receive $2,500 just to pick them up and bring them in for processing. They are also awarded block grants for setting up shop, i.e. staff, office equipment, leasing costs, etc. Though she couldn't be exact, her estimate was these agencies are making, by her own words, quite a bit of money off this program. They are making money running refugees. Just the same or the comparable to sex trafficking or child trafficking, folks. These agencies are notified as to the number of refugees they'll be receiving through the United States State Department. The notifications are broken down into the day, the times, the cities where the refugees are to be transported, the specific days they are to be transported. I hear the music. We'll be back in three. I'll continue with this. Michael Herzog, the American. Stick with me, more to come.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. I'm going to back up just a little bit here and repeat just a sentence or two, just to be clear here. These agencies are making money running refugees. These agencies are notified as to the number of refugees they'll be receiving through the United States State Department. The notifications are broken down into the day, the times, the cities of where the refugees are to be transported. Specific days they are to be transported. And the job of these agencies is to find them housing, a job, to get them set up on food, Medicaid, welfare, in addition to the refugees receiving cash upon arrival. She continues that her and her constituents were being trained on how to process the refugees into the state. She was instructed that when the refugees arrived at the airport, they were to take them to a specific place in the airport for processing. They are brought in late at night with the excuse that airfare is cheaper, tongue in cheek, because the real reason is there's less public attention at the airport in late hours. Late night, clothes on their back, dirty, disheveled, diseased, speaking a foreign language. Makes sense that the less attention, the better. Don't you think they might be noticed? In short, they're sneaking them in. They take them into a room, sit them down. Hopefully, there's a translator. Many times, there is no translator. The question was posed to the people in charge of processing these refugees regarding the cleaning of the vehicles used, the airplanes, the buses, etc., that transported these refugees. If these vehicles, of which are soon after transporting the general public, are sanitized because they're shortly thereafter used for the general public in going from point A to point B of flying a commercial liner out of St. Louis or Kansas City into Oakland or Phoenix or wherever. The question was posed to these people. Are they sanitized? Are they fumigated and or cleaned after the refugee transport? She never got an answer to her question, folks. That in itself is pretty scary. Plane full of people with tuberculosis, possibility of even one on there with tuberculosis or leprosy or any of these other communicable diseases. You're going to get on an airplane and you don't even know it, that people have been on that airplane just the night before? Interesting. They come into this country, and this is what really gets scary, folks, and it's going to get scarier here in a minute, because they come into this country with no paperwork. The paper trail starts once they arrive in processing. Many of the applicants with no paperwork, names very hard to understand or not knowing the language at all, and without a translator, are simply listed as FUNU, F-U-N-U, full name unknown. So not only are they coming in unvetted, many with communicable and or highly contagious diseases, but who knows how many of them are shoved through without even knowing their names. Now, I know to you that sounds hard to believe, but as I go on here, you're going to find out that this is indeed true. This is what's happening. The first thing they do in processing is to take their information and sign them up for Social Security. The second step is to process them for a United States passport. Can you imagine, folks? Unvetted people from these war-torn countries, people that have recently just been had their families bombed, are coming into this country, and we are giving them carte blanche. She continues that she was encouraged to get them processed with a medical review team that identifies any medical maladies they may have when they enter their country. They are asking questions about general overall health. They wanted this lady to try to identify any possible diseases, get this, which would allow the refugee to qualify for long-term Social Security disability benefits. Folks, long-term disability is for life. Now, I don't know about you, but to me, that does not sound like a refugee program. That sounds like an agency whose plan is in allowing these people residence here for life. I hear music coming up. All right. Taking a break at the bottom of the hour. I'll be back and dive back into this again. Stick around.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, silent salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then, Well, now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. Yeah, question. When, from your perspective, folks, okay, when they are instructing these processors to ask questions about their general overall health, and they wanted to try and get these processors to identify any possible diseases which would allow the refugee to qualify for long-term disability benefits. Now, like I said, that doesn't sound like a refugee program to me. That sounds like an agency whose plan isn't allowing these people residence here for life. Refugees normally stay in a country until the country's problem is resolved. Then they go home. This doesn't sound like that kind of program at all. Once they arrive and they're processed, they are now, get this folks, referred to as clients. Why? Because clients pay. Many bureaucrats, including some governors, are not even aware of how many refugees are coming into their respective states, where they're located, under what conditions they've arrived, and this whistleblower believes this to be intentional. Both the governor of Texas and the governor of Tennessee have stopped this and are refusing to take any more refugees. Now, there's a dilemma that is involved in this, which I'm going to get into later, folks, but the federal government has filed lawsuits against both of these states. Basically, that lawsuit saying, in essence, how dare you keep your people safe? If the states decide they want to pull out of a program, the feds say, okay, Then they institute what is called the Wilson Fish Program. You ever heard of it? I never did until I started digging. Wilson Fish simply bypasses the sovereignty of the state. Now, the state no longer gets to know who's coming in, how many are coming in, where they are going, how much money is being spent on them, whether they are diseased or healthy. The state loses all control over the entire situation. And all the federal money then bypasses the state and goes to third-party entities. Now, as I said, I'm going to get into more on that later. It's called the Wilson Fish Program. But do you see why? If you're the state and you say, well, you know what? I'm not taking any more of these refugees in. Number one, the government's going to sue you. And number two, they're going to let them come in anyway. You're just not going to have any control over where they are, when they came, where they came, how much money they got, are they diseased, are they healthy, what towns are they infiltrating, or any of it. So the federal government's got the state locked into a real corner here. We are at risk when they come in. The organizations involved are urged to compatriate them with fellow refugees, attempting to locate them alongside other refugees from the same country of origin, the same language, the same culture, etc. They are receiving refugees from those same seven countries on the list that Trump tried to push through the executive order and was stopped twice. They are currently receiving refugees from Syria and other countries on the list since the attempted ban. And by the way, I might throw in here, I went down the rabbit hole pretty heavy on Libya before NATO bombed them. And Libya just happens to be one of those countries on that list. And I'm going to go into that probably another day. Okay, but the countries on the list, they're coming in anyway, folks. They're ignoring it. Remember, they turned down the executive order, and they're trying to recapitulate it and trying to somehow fit it through. The only thing Trump has been able to do is drop that number down from 110,000 to 50,000, and that's only temporary. Yes, they're currently receiving refugees from Syria and other countries on the list since the attempted ban. Now, the whistleblower goes on to say that organizations know that some of these refugees are arriving from Syria and other banned countries with, get this, folk, malevolent intent towards us as a nation. We know they're not being vetted. We know they're coming from a malevolent country. And not only are we giving them support, financially and otherwise, but also we're giving them a passport. The whistleblower was puzzled as these people somehow are obtaining passports and social security number with paperwork depicting FUNU, full name unknown. And she doesn't know how they're doing this, but she knows they're doing it. They are doing this. I guess, you know, they're just making up names as they go along. Maybe that's why, as we see these reports going in from some of these shootings, and most of them, is their first or last name Muhammad? You know, not to joke about this, but evidently this could be part of it. I don't know. Now, the organizers are encouraged to try to find them jobs, as they know among themselves these people have no intentions of ever leaving. But there's a big problem here. On the other hand, they are told before leaving their country to come to America for, guess what? Free food, free housing, free health care, literally free everything, including cash, when you get here. Taxpayer cash, folks. You know, like that money you dropped in the mail on the 18th of April? As I said, they are many times diseased. They can't speak the language. They don't have a car. So the question amongst these processors and these people in these agencies that are you know, the nonprofit or whatever they are, the Catholics and the Jewish organizations and the Lutheran organizations. The question is, how do you find a job, number one, for someone who doesn't speak the language, doesn't own a car, possibly is diseased? And number two, they've already been promised free everything. So when they get here, if they're asked to get a job, why would they want one? They already got everything for free. So there's two reasons not for them to even work. And the ones that have actually temporarily gotten employment, they don't last long, as she was saying. So a rational, logical mind would look at this and say, this on the surface makes absolutely no sense unless there's a larger agenda involved, which is why I read to you that letter from Albert Pike about the three world wars. There's definitely an agenda here, folks. They get here, they are dropped off by their volunteers, and later they just vanish. Now, they're supposed to check in with the agency, but most times they don't. And there really is no way to track them. They're not locked into a locale as they get they get a health card, they get an EBT card, they get a debit card that, you know, gives them their social security or whatever they're getting, allowing them to move freely anywhere at will, as long as the city or town has an ATM machine. And we know almost every town in USA does. So under the state refugee program, these people can be tracked. Now remember, Texas and Tennessee opted out, and there's 10 other states that have too, and I'm going to get to those in a little bit here. But first, okay, at least if the state is overseeing the program, these people can be tracked to a small degree under the Freedom of Information Act request. But under Wilson Fish, it's impossible. As if they come in under Wilson Fish in the 12 states that I'm going to read off to you here shortly, it's impossible to track them, as the state is not giving any record of any of these people. If Wilson Fish eventually takes over all aspects of this program, we've then lost all ability to obtain any information on any of them. Hence the reason why most states, even though they may not like the program, and I don't know about you folks, but I've sat here and scratched my head and said, why are these states allowing this? Why are these states offering this influx? Because I'm looking at what's happening over in Sweden and France and Germany and in the UK. I'm looking at what's happening all over the place with the escalation of violence going on over there. And I'm saying, why are these states cooperating? Well, there's your reason. Because if they don't cooperate with the federal government, they get sued, number one. And number two, the state brings them in anyway under Wilson Fish, and then the state has absolutely no control, doesn't even know who's coming in. So they continue with it, even though many may not like the program. They continue with it to maintain at least some control of the whereabouts of these people. And as I said, currently there are 12 states operating under the Wilson Fish protocol. Now, there have been reported incidents of intimidation and threats made by refugees to transporters, one of whom has refused to ever bus Syrians again. Now, ironically, and this is what's funny, folks, the Jewish community, the Lutheran community, the Catholic community, and others are participating in this. They're getting grants from the government for this. They're getting paid money to ship and bus these people. Okay, and do you know the one religion or the one that is not operating or not cooperating at all with any of these? There are no mosques or no Islamic organizations involved in the program to resettle any of these people. Do you find that odd? I do. I can't answer the question as to why. But I can say this, when you've got these organizations that are involved in this, they have to be paid, and they have to be being paid very well to do this. Because as this one gentleman, I guess he was taking a busload of Syrians on about a 200-mile trek and he actually, about midway through it, was fearing for his life. And at the end of the journey, he actually pulled over the van and then decided to drive on again, evidently. And at the end of the journey, he told the respective organization that he will never do that again. So the mainstream media is lying to us. What's new, huh? What is happening overseas that they are downplaying, even during debates? Go back to when Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton were bantering back and forth, not bantering, but they were arguing back and forth and debating back and forth. And Donald Trump called her out right to her face that she won't even mention the words radical Islamic extremism. Neither will Barack Obama. They won't mention the word. And we know this is going on. We see it going on all over the world. Have you seen any of those of pictures, or have you seen any of the documentaries, the videos on YouTube of these people, you know, running an exodus out of Syria across into Europe by the thousands? This is what they're doing here. And where do they go when they get here? We don't know. The state keeps a little bit of track of them, but if they go under Wilson Fish, nobody has any idea. Are they going? I'm just posing the question here, folks. Are they being instructed to go into sanctuary cities that are harboring sleeper cells? I don't know. It was mentioned that they're trying to segregate them into places that speak their own language. And I've heard that in New York, some of the school systems in there are dealing with immigrants and refugees that are coming into their school system that are speaking 27 different languages. 27 different languages. How do you deal with that? So I guess in that respect, you know, the segregation might kind of be a good thing. But where are they going? And I guess my next question to you is, you know, and I've said this many times over the past, pay attention to your surroundings. What's the old Walmart saying? If you see something, say something. Okay. Have you seen anything weird going on in your department stores or, you know, Walmart stores lately? Have you seen people that kind of maybe look like they're out of place? I've talked to some people back east that, you know, in Indiana that have said so. I keep a good close eye out if I go out and go anywhere, which is not very often. But when I do, you know, I go into the grocery, I pay close attention to people. I like the people watch, you know. But if there's something out of place, if I'm seeing people that just look, they're speaking in a different language, look a little bit strange, you know, act like their surroundings aren't quite what they're used to, I pay attention to that. So, again, the mainstream media is lying to us. What's happening in Sweden and Germany and France and the rest of Europe, you know, rapes, murders, and other violence, beating people up, throwing people off of buildings, you know, and these malevolent people are coming here. She said that, you know, a lot of them have malevolent intent. And you can't blame them. Their country's been bombed. And I'm not just talking about Syria. I'm talking about Iraq. I'm talking about, you know, Libya. Imagine, you know, let's take for a moment Libya. And just to venture off on this for just a moment. By reports, when NATO went in and bombed Libya when they were attempting to overthrow Gaddafi, there were 30,000 innocent Libyans that were killed. Now, would you think, or if it were you, would you be a little bit ticked off that the country that you'd be coming to was the country that was responsible for killing your mother, brother, sister, aunt, uncle, niece, or nephew? I would be. Tell you what, let me stop right here. I was going to open up the phone lines in the second hour, but it looks to me like I've got a caller. Who is, let's see, is it Dave in Nevada? Dave, you're on with Michael.
Yeah, I didn't know if you're taking calls, but I guess I got in anyways.
Well, I'll always say, I wasn't going to open it up until the second hour, Dave, but, you know, I saw you on the line there. I didn't want you to wait for 10, 12 minutes. Go ahead.
That's fine. I just wanted to mention something real quick. You're talking about keeping your eyes and ears open. I saw something the other day, and I've been around the block, and I've seen everything, but this was the first time I'd seen this in my entire life. And I've seen Muslim people walking around. I've seen Muslim women, but they were westernized. they were wearing a scarf. You could see their face. They're wearing, you know, pants, like normal clothes. But I knew they were Muslim. But the other day, I saw something I'd never seen in my entire life before. Apparently, it was a woman, but I couldn't tell because her entire face was covered. And she was just standing on the corner with her entire face covered. And she was wearing, like, the full traditional Muslim garb.
All right, I'm going to hold you over. We're going to a break. I'm going to hold you over, and I'm going to respond to that when we get back, Dave.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, see you in three. Stick around.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Extendivite. A 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, and we're on with Dave in Nevada. Dave, continue with your thought. I'm interested in hearing this. Go ahead.
Well, I'm just bringing this up because I'd never seen this before, and I thought it was really interesting because it was just the whole look was just shocking to me. I mean,
okay, well,
I'm going to
expound on that, and I want all you folks out there for listening to Dave to open up your minds a minute. I ran across an article; it was 3 or 4 weeks ago, so I don't remember the particulars of it. But there was a raid where we had taken out, our special ops had taken out a half a dozen ISIS fighters. Okay, and they were in some place. I can't remember. It was a marketplace. It was something like that. And what the special ops guys did is they covered themselves and dressed with these burqas so you could only see their eyes. and they took out the six ISIS members. Now, okay. I'm predicting that that same thing will happen here in reverse. Because if you think about it, if you went into a bank with a gun and you were totally wrapped up and all somebody could see was your eyes with a pair of sunglasses are and you shouted Allah Akbar three times or whatever you're going to do, robbed the bank and ran off, the bank's going to immediately think you're a Muslim, even if you aren't.
Right.
Right?
Sure.
So if you dress up in that kind of attire, and you pull off a few hits here and there and then run back in, jump your car or get on your bike or go wherever you go, you know, it's going to turn into pandemonium here. That's what concerns me. I hope this never happens. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I understand that angle, too. But I can see both sides actually happening at the same time. Just catch my drift. People using it as a disguise and people actually being genuinely Muslim and dressing like that and still doing the same thing.
Right.
Making it
but
even
it's
more confusing.
Right. No, I mean, it's the declination of society. Because as I mentioned last night, it's not a question. I'm not racist. If you want to be a Muslim, practice your Muslim belief and leave people alone, that's great. Okay? Christians, Jews, as like, I don't care. Okay? But what I'm saying is the fundamentals of the religion itself is totally bipolar to Christianity. And so, you know, we've got along for so many years. There's been Muslims in this country for years, been peaceful Muslims here, okay? Jewish people, Christian people, Buddhist people. And we've never seen anything like this ramped up until about what? I'd say 2-3 years into the Obama administration. Would you agree?
Yeah, I would agree with that, definitely.
Okay, so go ahead.
I do agree with what you're saying, and that if this refugee crisis is taking place like it is, like surreptitiously, then I do believe it is the blowback from what's going on in the Middle East is going to come here.
But my real point is, I believe that this is a bigger agenda. They're doing this by design. What I had read about Albert Pike predicting this is an agenda here. Okay, they want to balkanize, you know, they can't have a one-world government unless they take down the United States, and this is their plan to do it. That just makes total sense. Yeah, okay. All right,
I'm not disagreeing with that at all.
All right, I hear the music. I'll let you go, Dave. Thanks for the call in. Going to the top of the hour break. I want to get into a little bit about Wilson Fish when we get back. I'll open up the phone lines, but I do want to make sure I cover this Wilson Fish, so we'll be back in 2 minutes.
A price, and I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down. I'm still mad as hell, and I don't have time to go round and round and round. It's too late to make it right. I probably wouldn't if I could, cause I'm mad as hell. Can't bring myself to do what it is.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.